And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. The Bush administration this morning says it is ready to step in and prevent the U.S. auto industry from collapsing after the Senate refused to pass a rescue bill endorsed by President George Bush and congressional Democrats. Treasury spokeswoman Brooklyn McLaughlin said, quote, "Because Congress failed to act, we will stand ready to prevent an imminent failure until Congress reconvenes and acts to address the long-term viability of the industry." About $15 billion from the first half of the $700 billion financial bailout remains uncommitted. Those dollars are now being considered by the Bush administration out of that fund to provide relief to the auto industry. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading now 84.50. It's down 114 points. It's coming off its lows. The NASDAQ 15.06 is down 135. The S&P 500 at 862 is down 10.87.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 5:23, down 11 on the open at the Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 4:77 and a quarter, down 14 on the open. March 4.93, down 14 and a half. December corn opened at 3.29 and a half, down 9 and a half on the open. March 3.41 and a half, down 10. May 3.54 and a half, down 8. July 3.62, down 10 and 3 quarters. September 3.72, down 11. December 3.85, down 11 and 3 quarters on the open. January beans opened at 8.38, down 18 and a half on the open. March 8.41, down 19 and a half. May 8.49, down 21. July 8.61, down 18 and a quarter. November 8.61, down 17 and a quarter on the open. January soybean meal opened at 2.51, down 5.30 on the open. January soybean oil opened at 30.88, down 84 on the open. December live cattle opened at 83.70, down 77 and a half on the open. January feeders, 86.70, down 90. December lean hogs, 56.20, up 5 on the open. And February bellies, 81.95, down 47.5 on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
I guess as I look at the current prices with beans in January down 22.5 and the corn and D's down 6.5, we ought to be pretty relieved given that copper lost 9% of its value today.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Dave, the information just keeps coming and coming and coming, and the changes to the information just as much as far as the auto bailout package. And Bloomberg broke a story about a half an hour or 40 minutes ago that the Treasury was looking at coming in and using the TARP funds as kind of a bridge loan, bridge gap, until the, you know, it's funny, we don't have a lame duck president, we have a lame duck Congress, in my opinion. So until the new Congress comes in, the Treasury's looking at maybe using the TARP money to give the big three, and especially GM, a little bit of a bailout help here. Now, what that has done is the bond market, which is indicative of the safe haven bias, the psychology of the trade, as to whether they need to be into commodities or equities or whether they should still hide behind the U.S. Treasury like you would a rock if somebody was shooting at you. But if right now they're down over a point, making new daily lows, that has helped allow the gold to come back up on the day. Crude oil is still down about $3 on the day, however, Dave, and that's probably the next one that needs to come back to the surface and go positive on the day. If we can see that, then it may very well be that the negativity of last night and early this morning in the grain market could be washed away, and we may be back on to holding these gains for the week. We're up about 33 cents in the corn for the week, 56 in the Jan beans, and about 16 and a half or so in the March wheat, and a little over 370 in the crude oil for the week, even with these losses we're hitting with today.
Are you willing to say if we hold these 10-day moving averages today, which would then translate into these gains you mentioned on the week, that we're out of the well and have put in a spike low temporarily, maybe through the end of the year?
I think it's safe to say if the March bonds would break below 133, with what kind of technical damage that has been done to the dollar, if the bonds would follow suit and be led lower with the dollar, bringing the equities and the energies back, that yesterday's report and the market reaction was an excellent example of what really is influencing and almost controlling the markets right now. We had very, very bearish numbers on the wheat and especially the corn, yet we rallied, and it was mainly on the outside markets. The rally lasted until late in the day when the big three auto bailout package was being talked about as not being passed by the Senate. And you saw the gains, almost half the gains erased in the grains, all the gains erased in the outside markets by late in the afternoon. So, yes, I think to answer your question, we can carve out a 30 to 40-day bottom here, kind of like what we were talking about on Commodity Week last weekend. Bonds have to lead us, though, because they are the safe haven bias. There's no rational sense for a business person to buy bonds for, say, a four-week or even a three-month treasury. If you're only getting a tenth of a percent or a zero yield, you're getting no return at all. There's no reasonable sense for that. The only reason you'd be in the bonds is because you think things are going to get much worse before they get better. So if bonds break, then that would mean and suggest to us the safe haven buying is abating. The dollar is breaking for a 30-day time period and probably going to level off here in the not-too-distant future, but have a tough time rallying if the bonds keep going down. That should allow us to reflate some of these commodity prices.
Do you think the dollar has a chance to reach 80, which would be the measurement off of a head and shoulders top and off the technical charts?
It sure does if the March bond would go ahead and break through 132.5, mm-hmm. Dave. I think that would equate nicely to closer to an 80-50, mm-hmm. 80-40 low in the dollar.
So then take it back to the grain charts. And our producers watching those, what to the upside would make you say, all right, now we're going?
Well, I think the March corn, you know, we went through 345, we went through 354.5 yesterday, but we came back below 354.5, and we've tested 335, 337 area today. We need to really get above 355 on a closing basis in March corn. If we can do that, then the next stop is probably that 380 to 387 level, and that would be a key target area that we would not want to let slip away without making some additional 08 hedges. In Jan beans, we were able to clear the 860. We're now back below that today. We'd like to see a close back up above 860. If we could see that, then 882 to 885 would be the next level, the next target level for the beans. I think the weather in the beans is extremely important for South America. This morning's outlook looks no better than last night's in terms of roughly 10 days of Rio Grande do Sul and southern Brazil having really tough weather, and as far as the Argentine weather looks, very, very dry in their dry areas as well. It would seem to me that USDA's 109.5 million metric ton production number for both Argentina and Brazil that they gave us yesterday is way too high if we have another 10 days of dry weather.
Well, that's all agreeable with me. However, I also want to point out in old crop, Argentina is holding on to way more beans they haven't priced than in previous years. When is that coming to market?
Well, I think that's going to be more of a currency issue and when the credit markets free up, Dave. I think the Argentine producers have held on to more just because they're scared about the export situation in their own country and the overall health of the credit markets and the global economy. Once they feel like they're out of the woods and the economy improves, then the Argentine peso should start to perform a little bit better, and I think that will turn the beans loose in Argentina. You make a good point. They have plenty of beans to go around, but we also saw, I think, a 56% increase in Chinese imports for the month of November versus the month of October. So China continues to buy beans, and that keeps you fairly well contain in terms of minimal downside if the outside markets can come back around and bottom out here.
You keep an eye on the Baltic Dry Index?
Well, we do. I think the Baltic Dry Index, though, like we talked about with Todd last week, it's a little bit more influenced by the credit markets and the global economy as well. So if we could get the Baltic Dry Index to pop up, maybe that would suggest that we are starting to see freight move because credit is now freeing up. But clearly, it's low enough. I mean, dropping 90 to 91% of its value from midsummer, it's certainly low enough. It should be, supply and demand-wise, very well bought right now. But until those credit markets free up, it probably won't really bottom.
Yeah, it's been on a five-day tear to the upside. And we're just wondering if it might be an early indicator that things are beginning to free up a little bit.
It helps a lot because that's correlated with the dollar and the bonds and also the LIBOR rates. They have come down to, I think, lows not seen since the last couple of years.
Yep.
So really nice LIBOR rates we're dealing with. I think the LIBOR would probably take precedent over the Baltic Dry Index as far as the credit markets go.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day,
you
sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.